increasing.
Any other ways of saying that?
The wind is getting stronger, or gaining in strength.
Okay. What if it's just the opposite? It had been strong, it's getting weaker. You'd say it was...
It's diminishing. It's dying down.
Okay. And you'd say all night long the wind...
blew.
Okay. And the wind has what those clothes off the line?
Blown those clothes off the line.
Okay. And it started to rain and the wind began to...
to blow hard.
And if you get up before the sun's shining, you say, we had to get up before?
Daybreak.
Or before?
Dawn.
What's another?
Before sunrise.
Okay, and we worked until?
Sunset.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun?
Rise.
And at 6 o'clock this morning the sun?
Rose.
And when I got outside, the sun had already?
Rose.
And you'd say you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in earlier and now the road's all
blocked.
We're talking about them tearing it up. The road's all
torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You'd say go ahead and
wear it
or
try it on.
Or it's the opposite of take it off, it's
put it on.
And say if I ask you what's new, you might just shake your head and say, oh.
Nothing.
And I'd say, oh, there must be.
Something new.
And you'd say, he moved here in 1960, and he's lived here ever
since.
And you'd say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And you'd say, she cut him with a big knife.
She cut him.
Or she
stabbed him.
And say if a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask, now who
drew that?
And if you want to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to what it up?
To lift it up?
Did you ever say to hoist it or heist it?
Hoisted, yeah, hoisted.
Huh?
Hoisted.
Okay. And you'd say, today is Monday, so Sunday was when?
Yesterday.
And Tuesday is?
Tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here?
Last week.
Or talk about on a Sunday in particular, he came here?
Last Sunday?
Or not last Sunday, one before that?
Before that.
He came here. If it's 2 Sundays ago, you say he came here.
2 Sundays ago?
Okay. Do you ever call that Sunday a week?
Mm-hmm.
How do you use that?
Sunday a week ago.
Okay. What if someone's going to leave not next Sunday, but a week beyond that? It'd be?
He'll be leaving in 2 weeks from, a week from Sunday.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about?
2 weeks.
Do you ever call that a fortnight?
No.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it's
near 8. Oh, midway, half past 7.
Okay, and 15 minutes later than that would be?
7:45.
Or
a quarter of 8.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
And 1974 was last year. 1975 is
this year.
And if a child's just had his 3rd birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old.
And talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say this room's about
12 feet tall.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
the same day.
When?
As last year?
Yeah, it happened exactly how long?
A year ago.
And calling out the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds, that's a, what kind
a
of day?
A clear day.
What about just the opposite? like it's been
cloudy day
or any other ways
a rainy day.
Okay. And if the clouds are getting thicker and you think you're going to have some rain in a little while, you'd say the weather is
very cloudy and overcast.
Do you ever say it's changing or turning or threatening?
Yeah, threatening weather.
And if the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say it looks like it's finally going to
clear up.
And you say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all
in bunches.
So it comes all
at one time.
Okay. And if you said something more than once, you'd be saying it,
repeating it.
Okay. If you said it two times, you'd be saying it
over.
Okay.